Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Single-sex schools should be abolished. Well, I read an opinion piece yesterday in the Irish Times written by Megan Lewis, and that's what she says. In it, she talks about the issue of single-sex schools. Now, I won't read out the entire article. It goes on quite a little bit, by the way. But she does say segregated education has messed with my non-existent romantic life and stunned my ability to form male relationships. Today, I want to know, is it time to get rid of same-sex schools? Or single-sex schools, as they call them, or same-sex schools. The arguments for single-sex schools in Ireland is that there are no distractions for the kids and they focus on their studying. However, I've heard stories from people in all girls' schools saying that the backstabbing and bullying, or the word bitching is often used as well, can be awful for young girls, and they end up even more distracted by boys when they're not around them every single day of the week. And I've heard equally the argument that in all boys' schools, for example, you can have boys who, I suppose, become more... There's a lot of bravado because it's all boys, and they talk about women maybe in derogatory terms because there's no girls around. When there's girls around, they're less likely to talk about it. So some people say that's the reason why mixed schools are actually better, but others will say the same-sex schools are better. In a 2011 study, it found no evidence that single-sex schooling benefits either boys or girls. The same study also found that single-sex schooling promotes sexual stereotyping and can make it more difficult for the sexes to get along with each other afterwards, which is something that Megan, of course, points out in her article. Now, I'm sure there are many who will disagree with the notion of abolishing single-sex schools. There are thousands of parents of pupils in single-sex schools who will robustly defend their choice and the experience of their children in those situations and institutions. There is evidence in the United Kingdom, I haven't seen any from over here, that children fare off better academically in single-sex schools. But the argument is that socially they don't. So I want to know what you think. Do you believe single-sex schools should be abolished? Got rid of completely, and that every school should be mixed. Now, when I was in school, which was a long time ago, now I'm 56, there were very few mixed schools. I went to two single-sex schools, a primary and a secondary school. The De La Salle College in Raheny at the time was a single-sex college until the day I was leaving, literally. because when I was in sixth year, they changed it to a mixed school. But I want to know what you think. Do you believe single-sex schools should be abolished and got rid of completely? In other words, we only have mixed schools. And do you see any advantage or disadvantage to that? Carl, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Carl?
How you doing,
Good. Carl, I mean, do you see an advantage to single-sex schools or mixed schools, or which do you prefer?
Well, I don't know what the advantage may be, but I just speaking from my experiences, we went to an all-boys school, Christian Brothers.
Yeah, as I did.
On occasion, they actually used to arrange evenings where they would try to get some girls from the Assumption School, which was run by the nuns, and some of the lads to mix, and they would have Kaylee dancing or something stupid.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was only in sixth year, doing the leaving cert, where I left that school and I actually went to a mixed school. I found it better.
Like, okay.
The reason why, later in life, I was a bit shy to mix or to approach a girl.
Do you think it learned you a little bit more respect for the opposite
sex?
Yeah,
and how to approach them, because you're talking to them on a daily basis rather than, as you say... You're talking about them when you're with a bunch of lads, you know?
Yeah. Well, no, I get. I mean, we've seen that, you know, many of the problems and the stereotypes around men and the locker room talk tends to come from single-sex colleges, you know, and those kind of types of colleges where lads, well, particularly the rugby-type colleges...
Now, with regard to the education end of things, okay, the Christian Brothers school, it was a very good school, and a lot of guys did very well out of it, to be honest.
Yeah.
And also, I suppose, the girls' school, they're sort of known to... They're a good enough school, you know.
Yeah, the Loretto's and all those, yeah, they're good schools. Yeah.
But
there is the argument as well, is I've heard a lot of parents saying when they go to these single-sex schools for girls, there's a huge amount of competition, huge amount of bullying, and the word bitching gets used quite regularly as well.
Yeah.
That it's very difficult sometimes for some girls to assimilate into that environment.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. I don't know. For me, I just feel mixed. I think mixed would have been better for socially. But then, as you say, was it a distraction? It was possibly a distraction also.
Okay, we'll stay there for a second. Let me go to Grace as well. Grace, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Grace?
Hi.
Grace, you're saying not to abolish them.
Well, you know, we should have choice.
Yep.
If people choose to go to one gender or other gender school or mixed gender, that's their choice. You know, regarding education nowadays as housekeepers,
right,
and educators.
Mm-hmm.
And that man is perfectly right. Indeed, you said you went to De La Salle yourself. I think each school and every school, doesn't matter what the gender, have certain recommendations and have certain good results.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be splitting up our population all the time. I mean, if somebody, a woman came out, an incident, I was a single boarding school, a single-sex school, comes out with no with some kind of a grouse about it, then it's her problem. It's not society's problem.
But we do have a responsibility to teach our young children and young adults respect for each other. And I remember when I was in a same-sex school or single-sex school, a boys' school, we had one female teacher. Now, don't get me wrong, and I don't mean to be derogatory, but not the most attractive woman in the world. But yet, because we were red-blooded lads with testosterone milling around our bodies, we all got very excited by it. So in other words, we had very, I won't say we had little respect for girls or women, but maybe we hadn't got a good understanding of them because we weren't mixing with them.
Well, no, respect starts in the home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you continue that on through life. If you're not going to respect somebody because you go into school, well, there's no result there, really, at the end of the day. I think my daughter one time lecturing over one of the universities, and her students at the time were almost all male.
Mm-hmm.
And she came home crying every evening because of the way she was treated by those so-called male people.
Yeah, yeah.
They undermined her, they questioned her. She was a first-year educator at the time, instructor at the time, and, you know, we've got to get over this. All my grandchildren are going to mixed-sex schools, all of them, 11 of them, all going to different, you know, both gender schools. None of them go to a single-sex school, single-gender school.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, it's the choice of parents. But if you can't handle what life gives you, you can't blame education.
Well, hang on. Carl wants to respond to what you're saying there. Sorry, Carl, go ahead. Oh, I've been asked. Yeah, go ahead, Carl. I think it was awesome. Let me stay there, Grace. Let me go to Anthony. Anthony, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Anthony?
Hi, Niall. How are you today?
You've heard what Grace says. We need choice. There has to be choice for people. Don't abolish them altogether.
Yes, I agree with that lady. And I think, really, you go to school for an education, not for entertainment purposes.
Well, it's not just academic education that you go to school for. You go to school to teach, you know, children how to socially interact with each other as well.
You should see the curriculum.
But Niall, you know, like when you go to school.
Hang on, Grace. Sorry, Anthony, go ahead.
You know when you go to school, I mean, I went to Presentation Brothers in primary school and I went to Christian Brothers in secondary school. I had a sister, I had a mother, I had female friends outside of school. It's not as if women were an alien species for me, like that just landed on a UFO, like,
yeah.
As if I didn't know anything about women. You know, and I just think it can be very distracting as well, because you know yourself when you're a teenager and the hormones kick in. I mean, I went to bed one morning at 13 and I woke up the next morning and I was 6'1", and then my voice started to break. And I used to get a slagging over that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure girls get a slagging over whether they have boobs or they don't have boobs, or where are your boobs and all this kind of thing. So, like, I don't agree with unisex toilets either. I think you go to
I don't agree with unisex toilets for other reasons. I believe people have the right to a bit of dignity if that's what they want to do, and a bit of privacy. The genders have a right to privacy. But I would be, you know me, I'm, mm-hmm. you know, not that liberally minded. I'd be quite conservative. But I still think that, from my experience, a mixed school might be, it would be better. Now, I again, in relation to the academia of this, the evidence is that children do perform better in same-sex schools in the United Kingdom. Now, I can't give you the same evidence here for Ireland, but I think there's more to life than just academia. There's also the social skills in life and how to respect the genders. And this is why I'm saying, you know, Grace, I know you're saying we shouldn't take the choice away from people, but I think as a society, we've evolved a little bit more.
Well, can I just say something now? this recent, let go of the leading chair, didn't sit anymore. That was peer pressure from youngsters, and teachers joined in, including Mr. Byrne of Dáil Éireann. He followed the herd there. The issues themselves should have been education, should have been health, but they weren't. It was a mode that was going on at the time. We have children out there. Listen, a child shouldn't, at 12, shouldn't tell. They're asked by parents what kind of school, what school would you like to go to in the catchment area. They make the choice. The parents should make the choice.
I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with that.
Yes.
But I think the child's input is important.
Well, that's up to the parent.
But you want your child to be happy. So I think, ultimately, yes, it is the parents' choice to find out which is the best school in the area for their child that would suit their child.
Yeah, but the parents judge on their children. There's no one else to judge when they're at home except the parents or the parents.
Yeah, but the child's input is important too, isn't it?
The input is good, but it shouldn't, you know, there is an issue now.
Might not be the deciding factor, yeah.
Years, yeah. Like, would you go to A, B or C school? And then, because somebody on the same road or avenue or locality picks B, they all go to B. Or pick A, they all go to A because they don't want to lose their friends. It's a certain amount of sociology attached to it. But at the same time, children have to stand at 18, 19. For instance, they leave school, 23, 24, 25, buzz off out of the country, come back and expect a home or a house. Here we are now.
I do think we live in a different world now, and I would agree with you, Grace, that people do expect things handed to them much more, yes.
Grandchildren at the moment who's supposed to have done their sitting leaving exam, which they're very annoyed about, they wanted to do it, they're out working this summer.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll go to third level when the CAO is happy.
Yeah, when they get their grades back, yeah.
Yes, when they get their grades back. But the point is, at the end of the day, there are kids out there who go, and I've seen it myself, who fail purposely, especially in the profession, legal and medical profession. They, because their parents can pay for their education up to 25, 26, 27,
yep.
They can pay for that education. They fail purposely to stay in that social society rather than go out and get a job. I'm sick of kids having their own way. And the social media, they have to be able to discern what is right and wrong. And the parent and the educator should be able to tell them what's right and wrong, not the social media, not the herd element.
Okay, hold on for a second. Grace for President, hang on for a second. Let me just go to Graeme. Graeme, you're on Classic. It's getting back to the original question, Graeme. This is argument
Grace
over.
Grace ended off in some awful tangents there, didn't she?
Oh, well, she did go off on a tangent, but in fairness, I agreed with most of what she said, because it is all connected, I suppose, to our education. But, Graeme, getting back to the original question,
yeah.
Mixed schools versus, same-sex schools or single-sex schools, I mean, which do you prefer?
The world is mixed. Schools should be mixed.
Should they abolish single-sex schools?
That seems a bit far.
Well, that's what they suggest in the Irish Times yesterday, that opinion piece, that they should be abolished.
The Irish Times. look, do I think the majority of schools should be mixed? Yes, I do. The world is mixed. It is like you just said yourself, education through primary and secondary school isn't just about academics. Now, obviously, it is about that, but it's not solely about that.
No.
And the idea is to prepare as much as you can, and obviously parent being the primary educator, but in a school context, to prepare our students to be as rounded as possible.
For the big bad world, yes.
Yeah. And all that kind of business. Being around the other gender is something you're going to do.
Jesus, for the first time, me and Graeme actually agree. But go ahead, go on, yeah.
Oh, don't worry, we'll disagree at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, when I first started my school, which would be 15, 14 years ago, however many, it was a single-sex boys' school. And say about 5-6 years into it, they went co-ed.
Yep.
And for a variety of reasons. Actually, for the first year, there was one girl in school on her own.
Yeah.
But,
and I'm sure when that happened, by the way, all the lads got really excited that there's girls coming into the school next year, because that's how childish we were, because we hadn't mixed with girls before, so we didn't know what to expect.
We might have been. I definitely would have been. Not so much, really, to be honest.
Yeah.
They really weren't. But since, have the girls been nothing but a positive addition to the school? Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I mean, let me just come back to Grace as well, because Grace, and I'm sorry, Anthony, I will come back to you in a second, but Grace, and actually, I'll say this to you, Anthony, as well, because obviously you don't want to see single-sex schools abolished. We've seen some of the carry-on more recently, particularly in a certain court case, which I won't go into on the air, about male behaviour And, you know, locker room talk and this bravado of men. Now, I'm not saying I don't want men to be macho, because I do. Because I think men are men and I think women are women, and we're inherently different. But the idea that when men are with men only, or boys, maybe older teenagers, 16-year-olds, or with 16-year-olds and they're only boys, they don't have that same respect for women. They talk about them rather than talking with them.
And you don't think that happens in mixed sex schools? That there
wouldn't be I don't think it happens the same way.
Of course it does. Come off at night.
No, I mean, if you're in an environment... if you're in a male environment, say, in work, where there's only men, they talk about women. Whereas when I'm in an environment here where I'm working with women, you have to be very conscious of the way you speak.
Have and you the women talk. Smile? Have so, you cousins about females?
Sorry, Grace?
Have you sisters?
I have one sister.
Have you cousins females?
Yes.
Yeah. And you feel comfortable with them?
Yes, I do, of course.
Okay. Well, that's the answer, isn't it? The world is big.
Yeah, but when I was younger, now not now so much, but when I was younger, I wouldn't have spent most of my time, I would have spent as, you know, a third of my time and a third of my life in school.
Well, when I was younger, I had all brothers in my family. I was the only girl.
Yeah.
And I was as bad as they were. I was as boyish as they were in their own way. And I think I still hold with now a pensioner nearly. But
yeah.
The point is, at the end of the day, the spirit of the person is their own. In other words, taugt an dinner einer. In other words, the importance of the individual. If a school can educate, of all genders, can educate children to hold to the spirit of education and to the spirit of genders and to their behaviour. That's it. But that's not a school's job. It's mostly a parent's job.
Well, let me ask Graeme about that. Graeme, do you think, you know, going forward, that, you know, the respect we have for the genders and for each other and the way we speak about each other, and I'm not suggesting that men should suddenly be diluted in their masculinity or anything like that, but the way we speak about each other, do you think it's better in a mixed-head school?
Well, like I say, again, as a teacher, when I'm in a, let's say our school was just boys.
Yeah.
Those boys aren't going to speak that way about females around me.
Yeah.
I mean, of course if they do, there's going to be problems. Around me, they're not.
Yeah.
So I can't speak to how
yeah, because they would have more respect around you because you're the
they're
teacher.
They're not going to speak that disrespectfully around someone around a teacher because they're going to get in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, I get you.
What about games? What about mixture in rugby? Mixed team, in other words, gender and male.
Well, I can see that I can see that in the future.
It's going to happen. It's happening in golf. It's happening all over the place.
And there's a big
there's a big difference in rugby and golf. It would be fair to say.
My point is that it'll come to a point.
I can't ever see mixed rugby.
Won't be happy with just the one gender.
No, there are certain sports that will never be mixed. I can't ever see mixed rugby. Because of, obviously, the physical aspect of it.
Well, that's one out. Yeah, you're right there. I agree with you there. But, the thing is, at the end of the day, it's to, up to the parents, sisters and brothers, how they behave when they're at school. Remember, most kids in kindergarten and first and second infants are mixed in junior school. Most of them in junior school are mixed gender anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
So why shouldn't they be mixed through the rest of education?
Pardon?
So why shouldn't they be mixed through the rest of education if it is academic benefits and reflects the society
as
large?
It's a choice. My grandchildren all went to grade school and they were mixed gender. And now they're in the same place in third level. They're in mixed gender again. But there is a thing to be said, too, that persons have a right to make a choice. Like you... You have a right to go to
you
an
can't,
all-English
school. You can't, but the state school. Has to... This is education provided by the state.
Why would you take that right away from me? Because my grandchildren go to a great girls' school and they're mixed gender.
It's not removable of a right. There's nowhere written in the Constitution you have a right to go to a single-sex school.
No,
there isn't a right.
No, the Constitution informs us and guarantees us freedom of movement, freedom of assembly, freedom of education. So
and none of that
freedoms,
is relevant to this
there
point.
Are lots of
You're
freedom.
Not being denied any of those rights.
Pardon?
None of that is relevant to what we're discussing. You're not being denied any of those things
That's
if single-sex
so
schools were abolished.
Why can't you go to a single-sex school then?
Who said you can't?
In fairness, that's the point I'm making today, obviously, Graham. The argument is, by many people, and I think I spoke to Eoin O'Riordan about this going back about 2 years ago, and actually he hung up on me in the air because he wasn't happy with my opinion, because I would agree with Grace that we shouldn't take away the right to choice, and there should be still some single-sex schools. I am saying that I believe that mixed schools may be better, but Eoin, at the time, I think he was suggesting as well, getting rid of same or single-sex schools.
But if it ultimately comes
he wanted a drug rehabilitation centre.
He wanted people to be able to take drugs in a drug centre, which he got his way in the end in relation to that. Yeah, sorry, Graham.
Yeah, but if ultimately it turns around, it is the state's responsibility to provide state public education. And if it turns around, mixed schools are a better form of public education, then that's what they should provide.
Well, there's an argument about that. There's a debate about that. It depends on what aspect you're looking at. But the state also has a responsibility to allow people or to give people that choice.
Not necessarily.
Why not necessarily?
Because it's not written anywhere.
I understand the majority might want to send their children to mixed-ed schools, but in saying that, some people still would like to send their children to, you know, a same-sex.
Well, they pay for it, don't they? Most of those schools are...
A lot of them.
Yeah.
But they're all, part of the VEC, so they're all subsidised by the state.
The Department of ETB Education,
now.
Who have...
Oh, well, isn't that... Sorry, Chris. Isn't that called VEC anymore, Graham, no?
No, VEC's again.
Oh, well, when did that go?
A few years ago, I forget.
Oh, okay. What's that like? I do remember a few years. Okay, same thing. Yeah, sorry, Grace. What are you saying?
The Department of Education does an onus and obligation on them to see to it that all sectors of society, are, whether it's schooling, whether it's priest or church going or anything else, have a choice. And the choice at the moment is they pay the teachers to teach in a private school if it's a single gender school, and that is their obligation. Yeah.
Why shouldn't they, Graham?
You pay.
Personal opinion. I'll take you off on a tangent like Grace did earlier if you want me to answer the question.
But because private schools, you know, the likes of the Christian Brothers schools and all those other schools, which would be deemed as private, although they are being paid for by the state and subsidised by the state.
That's the bit I have a problem with.
But why have you got a problem with that?
Personal opinion.
Because they wouldn't have enough schools otherwise.
That's not true.
We wouldn't. If the Loretto's and the Christian Brothers...
All the funding that is used from those, you'd have no problem setting up schools that would replace them. If someone's got a private education, it should be entirely privately funded. And that includes the staff, the cost, the building, everything else.
Okay, well, there's a whole other debate. Grace.
The state has to look after all citizens. So if you choose private or public, the state has to fund all citizens who are entitled under our constitution
to an education.
Education, yes, exactly. And can I just say one thing now? I think
yeah, hang on, Graham,
talking
hang on,
to your correspondent, he's a teacher, is he?
He is.
Yeah, well, we're talking going down the narrow road of teaching then, aren't we?
He's got skin in the game. Sorry, Graham, what do you want to say about that? Just finally.
It doesn't make a blind bit of difference.
Go, before I go to the break, you wanted to say something else there while Grace was talking about the private schools, yeah?
Yeah, that they have a responsibility to provide private and public. They don't. They have a responsibility to provide education through public. They don't have the responsibility to provide private.
Oh, well, you go back and read the Constitution. They are obligated under law, constitutional law, to oversee the education of every citizen.
And every citizen has access to that, should they wish.
Yeah, but they wouldn't. But the point is, Graham, and I know you're arguing with this, is that if we didn't have the private schools, which are funded by the state as well, by the way, it's subsidised by the state, we wouldn't have enough education and buildings for children to go to school in.
Them all in the morning, of course. Yes, no one's suggesting that. But should, over a period of time, they be weaned off public funding, and in the meantime, that funding be used to establish public schools that would take up the gap?
Like the United States, essentially.
Would you agree that people who are endowed with a beautiful language called the Irish language should not get funding from the state?
Well, I'll ask Graham that question. Graham, do you believe that people or that Gael schools shouldn't be funded by the state?
Why shouldn't they? They're public schools.
No, they're not. Not all of them.
But the same argument would then apply to any Irish school that wasn't public.
The state funds every teacher in this jurisdiction, whether they be private or public. And you have to get on with that. You're not just a section that seems to think that you have a precedent over other teachers. I respect if you're in the VEC or in the DESH schools, if you're in their secondary or private or primary, I respect your right to teach. And you're funded by
my
taxpayers' money and everybody else's taxpayers' money.
Pardon? I'm funded by my taxes every bit as much as I'm funded by yours.
That's what I'm saying. But then you say you have a choice. You think that, that
no,
there should
we're
be mixed
on a
gender.
Talk show, and I have
I
an
think
opinion.
There should be
There's a difference.
Maybe overall in the days ahead that we will have more mixed gender schools, that we'll have more mixed gender courts and more mixed gender facilities for legal and medicine. It's getting there, but it's very, very slow in coming. But at the end of the day, choices should never be taken away from the individual, the importance of the individual.
Thank you very much indeed, Grace and Graham. Loads and loads of people texting in. Some people, most people actually agreeing with what Grace is saying, that should be a choice there, but also agreeing with what Graham is saying, that a lot of people do believe that mixed ed is better, but they do believe the choice should be there. Sean, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Sean?
Hey, nice, how are you?
Good. You believe that girls mature quicker than boys, so it's not appropriate for them to be educated together.
Well, they say that they mature about 2 years sooner.
Allegedly, yeah, it seems. Yeah so from so a sexual proper, point of view, yeah.
Like you wouldn't put 3rd years and 5th years in the same class.
Right, so you don't think it's right to have boys and girls of the same age, say, in 3rd year at 15 years of age in the same class when they're kind of, I suppose, starting off in their sexual...
mentally and physically, yeah. And, it might work out better if they were kept together, you know.
And what? But they say that boys' hormones kind of go a bit bonkers at about 14 or 15 anyway, so...
Oh, definitely, yeah.
So I understand the point you're making, but would it not be better for them to be in a situation when they're with girls, so then they have more respect and they won't be with lads, talking nonsense and disrespecting girls?
Well, they can be taught how to kind of think more open-mindedly in...
But surely we learn to control our hormones a bit better when we're actually with girls rather than being without them.
Well, they might get a bit of guidance in school. Like, instead of learning things off by heart, they might be encouraged to think about things a bit more.
Right, okay.
That might open their mind a bit more, and they can choose themselves then to be more responsible around other people, men and women.
See, the argument is when boys are on their own and girls are on their own, they don't have the same respect for, their opposite gender. Whereas when they're together, and also, by the way, particularly in girls' schools, there can be a lot of competition amongst girls. But where boys are around, it kind of dilutes that competition a little bit, right? I think there's benefits. I can see what you're saying.
There's pros and cons on both sides, yeah.
Yeah, there's pros and cons, and I think we have to weigh it up and which is the best way to do going forward.
Yeah, but if they want to improve their education generally, I think they have to focus on how they're teaching them. Like, there's a lot of rote learning.
But education is not just about maths and science and history. It's about social interaction as well.
Yeah, but they can teach them that separately. Like, they don't have to be together. Like, the education system, it's just points for leave and such,
Okay, well, stay there a second, because Christine, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Christine?
Hello.
How are you doing, Christine? You were a bit annoyed with some of Grace's comments earlier on, which, I suppose Sean is reflecting similar comments, that there should be a choice.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. But what comments were you annoyed with?
Sorry, I better turn off the radio there.
I think you should turn off your radio because you're 10 seconds behind listening to yourself. So, okay, so Christine, what comments?
I'm just annoyed that, especially in this day and age where equality is coming up and we're trying to break the stereotypical roles of a woman and a man in our society, that to segregate them and keep them apart is absolute bull.
That's your opinion, but some people believe that still should be the case and they want that choice to do that.
Well, they can, but when you're in school, and when I was an instructor, you had the two, you had the male and female in front of me.
Yeah.
And say I'd get a guy to sweep the floor, and the very fact of him turning around and saying, oh, that's a woman's job.
But what guy would say that nowadays?
A student would turn around and say that I'm not doing that because it's a girl's job and there's girls here.
Right. Well, I would be very disappointed in my own two sons if they thought that was a woman's job to sweep the floor.
Oh, I know, but this is what you're dealing with. Mm. And so I would.
Are we still dealing? Do you think we're still dealing with that?
Yeah. Totally,
do you think
totally,
so?
Totally.
Totally. I don't know.
Because even in my own job, I was a welder years ago.
Mm.
And I was told, I'd rock up in the overalls and they'd ask me, was I hairdressing? And I've had people refusing me to weld stuff because I'm a woman.
I mean, that's I give you an example. During the COVID-19, there wasn't much staff. There was only 6 staff here, right? The rest of them were all working from home, right? And the floors still had to be hoovered. But of course, we didn't have cleaners because the cleaning companies, weren't around. So now I know Helena and Aisling we're doing a lot of work emptying bins and cleaning. But one day they said to me, would you hoover the floor, right? And I did. That was only one day, admittedly. We were doing it once a week, we'd hoover the floor, right? But I wouldn't have an objection. I wouldn't turn around and say, that's a girl's job or a woman's job.
I had male staff in the same place that would turn around and they'd see me because I'd pick up the hoover and they'd say, oh, you found your true calling.
Oh, right.
You know, and there's still...
Okay,
there's
so
still
you think it's important
like that
point
around.
Of view. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I found that she was saying, oh, yeah, and, you know, we're, girls can play golf. What rubbish was that?
Well, she didn't say that. I actually said that's
a golf club. Yeah. Golf, yeah, going into it, you know, about the rugby and all that.
Well, girls can play rugby with men. They can't.
I went to an all-female...
Well, I know, you can do tag rugby, which is not quite the same thing.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
But I went to an all-female school, and I was extremely shy around guys then.
Yeah, but I think what Grace was referring to, and she actually encouraged it, by the way, mixed sport. But there are some sports you can't mix girls and boys. You just can't.
No, no. We have to turn around and say, no, look, men are stronger.
Yeah, physically.
They are.
Generally.
Physically
not
stronger.
All the time, but I mean, I've met some strong women, you know. So, but generally speaking, yes.
But the most important thing I found was that I'd stop the whole the lesson plan and sit down and say, look, that's not right, and we'd have a full-blown debate.
And I'm not disagreeing with you, because I said from the very start that I thought mixed schools were better because all my kids went to mixed schools, right? But in saying that, I don't want to take the choice away from those who believe that same-sex schools are better. And there are those who believe that. Do you think that single-sex schools should be abolished?
Well, I think, well, look, they've very little money, the government.
Yep.
And they're not going to pave it out and say, right, we'll have to streamline this for all male, all female, and now we'll have the mixture. They haven't the money to do that.
Well, when the point Grace was saying is whether they have the money or not, they have an obligation to provide that choice by law.
And
Grace believed under the constitution of this country that we should have a choice.
I know we should have a choice. Everybody should have a choice in life.
Well, why are you disagreeing with her so?
Best preparing young people to coexist on this planet is better off that they're introduced at an early age and the whole ways of truth, so that it's not a novelty. It's not that they're going...
I get the point you're making. I'm sorry I'm running out of time, but I do get the point you're making. I think it's a wider conversation. I think we should have it again at some point very soon.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.